Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this back to you, Jabu. Now, when we speak, and please, ngiyeza amafona ayakhala, but I can't access them here. But when we speak of a spiritual discernment, one of the things to take note of is also in the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah, Jabu, 7 verse 15. Cords and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. And spiritual discernment has a lot to do with us in our choices. Either we choose good or bad, discernment should help us in making the good choices. Jabu?
Very true, my friend. So, as I did say on the first, that actually discernment is wisdom. It's being able to have that ability to choose between the good and the bad, as you are saying, my friend, according to Isaiah 7:15. So, that's not the easy thing to do. That's why sometimes we find ourselves having maybe disobeyed the will of God, because of we didn't have discernment. In other words, we didn't know what was good at the expense of what was bad, and we find ourselves trapped in that which did not please the Father. But when we are aware of the spirit of discernment that is within us, you know, like the ability to be able to test the spirit and to determine that which is good and bad or good and evil, then we will not be caught by the surprise, and we will not find ourselves now, you know, like entangled in sin or maybe in ways of the evil ones because of we were caught by surprise. But we will just always be aware. You know, it means our spiritual eyes are always opened up and we can see clearly every move, everything that actually is happening in the world of the spirit. And just to add, my friend, also in the book of 1 Kings 3:9, the word of God says, "Give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil." For he is able to govern this, your great people. This was Solomon praying to the Father to give him a discerning heart for leading his people. So also we should learn to pray to the Father to give us a discerning heart, you know, for the work that he has assigned. If it's to preach the gospel, if it's to pastor, if it's to pray, if it's to worship, if it's to lead that work in the community, in the nation, wherever God has put us, let us depend on him to give us the discerning heart so that we can be able to really know that which is good and that which is bad also for the roles that he has put us into. Because you can find yourself really having one of the influences that can change the world. But if you don't have a discerning heart, you just make one decision, one choice, and it destroys everything. As much as also that one choice can be able to turn things around for the better of the country or of the nation or of the workplace or the church or the community. Let us learn to seek the Father to give us a discerning heart.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much, my brother and friend. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And talk to us there. Tell us, what do you think discernment is even all about? Let me bring this to you, Sipho. When we talk about discernment, we're touching a very, very important part.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Now, when you look into Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3, his delight is in the fear of the Elohim, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. When we don't decide by the sight of our eyes or the hearing of our ears, we need to be careful when it comes to this. Only by the fear of the Elohim, the respect and the honor that we give to the Elohim, being the final judgment to us, not how we feel. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, the fearing of God in us is to do everything in reference to God. In other words, you don't fear any people or any church member or any Mfundisi, but everything that we do, we do it in reference to God. In other words, umuntu angijoli, angibhema, angiphuza, angidakwa. Not that it's a sky. No, it is because I know exactly what is my body. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In other words, whatever I do, I consider God the one who has already established his perfect will in me. So it is truthfulness, spiritual discernment. It's when we have this knowledge, Yoguti, who should we fear? Regretting from this evil and choose what is good, according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 15. Yoguti, spiritual discernment is when we regret or we don't do what is evil, but we choose. This is fun for this, not Daniel, not in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. It's by Pele. Daniel was silent, is when I put an egg, Adle, Isabel, Sengos, what is with Limfino, Akulu Ashipenarinduna, Yabashumila, Puguti, Impel Spinach, Namant. After the 10 days, Wabonagal, Esaran Pe Ugula, Bon Tababesa, Ugula, Kona, La Paya, Gunnebkebnezar. So it. What I'm trying to say for spiritual discernment is when you always want God's way, where you always have the intention for God to be glorified in every situation. Daniel, umaliti pipe was misleading Israel. Everything that he was doing in reference to God. He would let God be glorified. In our days, in our time, especially with social media, we need a spiritual discernment where we want to waste our precious time and our money on things that are not building the inner man in us, but to things that will build the inner man in us so that we can become more and more of godly in our character.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about spiritual discernment, what it is, even all about.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 4. It says, "And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes, and and hear with your ears, and fix your mind on everything I show you, for you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare in the house of Yasharal everything that you see." Discernment, it is when we are allowing the Father to show us everything he wants to show us and to tell us everything that he wants to tell us so that we can go and relate it to the house of the Elohim. Mfundis Mota.
Absolutely true, Mfundisi. You know, for the fact that one has eyes, it does not necessarily mean that they can see, because one has to look through those eyes in order to see. So for you to be able to see the will of the Father, you need to ask him so that he can show you, so that he can give you the ears that can be able to hear him when he speaks, when he guides you. And that is possible, Mfundisi. That is why James says that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask from the Father. That is James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, ask from God, who gives every man liberally without reproach. So for us to be able to see the will of God in our life, for us to be able to see what we should do or what must we do for the Father, we need to ask that kind of wisdom from him. And he promised in his word that he shall give us, and he shall give us so freely, so that we can be able to see, so that we can be able to discern. And in as much as we are able to discern, we are able to differentiate of what is good and bad. It is important, as the children of the Most High God, that we keep his commandment. The book of Shumayelu, chapter 8, verse 5, Mfundisi, it says that whosoever keep the commandment shall feel no evil. Shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart descended both the times and judgment. So in other words, those who keep the commandment of the Father will never experience any harm, will never see any harm, because at all times they are able to listen, they are able to see what the Father shows them, even if they walk through in the midst of danger, they shall be able to perceive that there is a danger that is coming, because they are always open to the Father. They are always willing to listen to the Father, and they are always opening their spiritual eyes so that they can see what the Father is showing them. So it is important when we speak of a person with a discerning heart, Mfundisi, we speak to about the person who is able to see, who is able to read within the situation, even if in the storms of life, one should be able to see that this is what this is what God is showing me. This is what God wants me to see in this. So such a person is not easily fooled by any kind of doctrine. Ukuthi awuphephuki nje nomoya, ukuthi kuvela imfundiso enjena and then you just go with it. You are just going with the flow. Esingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should not go with the flow, but we should stick and be able to discern that this is doctrinary. This is according to the word of God. Because some of the people will find even when they preach, they will even demand, amen. You know, when people because they listen to you, Mfundisi, people have come to that stage now that they don't just say amen to anything, but they only say amen to something that they understand, something that they see, that this is God speaking to us. But now, if they see now that we are just speaking something that is out of doctrine, then they will be just be looking at you, and you know, should be very wise to see ukuthi sibone when you start to demand amen nalakho amen angafithi khona, then you should be able to see ukuthi no kahle kahle kukhona okungasahambi kahle lana. So Mfundisi, the spiritual of discernment, it is one will be able to distinguish between iqiniso nento ekungasiyo iqiniso. By just listening to the person, then you can be able to tell that this person actually is not telling the truth, or this person actually has got some interior motives. The Holy Spirit should be able to guide you because you are a spiritual being. You know, your mind has been transformed. You know, Christ is in you, he lives in you, and his spirit is the one that guides you. So the Father is always speaking to us. So therefore, our ears, our spiritual ears, should be always be sharpened so that we can be able to hear the voice of God when he guides us in everything that we do.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. And of course, the very notion and aspect of truth discernment, what it is even all about. Thank you so much to Godfrey. Godfrey, why not to make a voice note? Oh God, for to my lama message, I'm not going to make a voice note. We divide into two. Yawas. Bible, Jeremiah 17, verses 5. This is from Godfrey, my friend, says, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be a man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. That is a Godfrey there. All right, thank you so much, Godfrey, for that. And let's go over to Solomon.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Solomon says, good afternoon, brethren. Siyabonga ngetopiki ukuhlola umoya. Simele singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sihlolisise imimoya ngoba phakathi endlini kaNkulunkulu abantu bambethe izikhumba zemvu kodwa ngaphakathi izimpisi. From Mzwakhe Khadebe, Bethlehem Free State. God bless you always. Thank you so much, Mzwakhe Khadebe.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Godfrey again quotes 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14, and verse 14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Absolutely. That's why we need to be fed by the Spirit and led by the Spirit and taught by the Spirit. I agree with you 100%.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Sawubona Thokozan.
Dumela ntate re le godi le baiti ka moga gasong le bitso la ka ke nna Thokozane ka monaka Alexandra. Hey bo ntate ke ntse ke mamese topic ya lona e bitswang ka gore spiritual discernment. But according to my observations, it goes hand in hand le the conscience le re motho na le yona o gila bona. But then what is important again ke hore na motho wena o hola jwang kapa o wentseng o you, how have you been imparted, especially the growth ya somowa o gila bona. Then there's this thing whereby when how the motho we get said the objective tsa hotsa bophelo re na, this is what tselo reng ya dibatla wa bona. And then in later stage o tswantse o itseng o follow the right procedures le the regulations tsa yona tsela e we are re normal. Let's say for instance o batla wa achieve a degree sa hao again, then o tlo bona le that thing ya re no have to be mentored in this way, ke tswantse ke bale, ke tswantse ke tse research tsa ka, and then tswantse ke connecte le batho ba le reng ba right. But hey, on the spiritual context thing ha ke tla ke tlo cutter story sa ka in short ne, e tlo tswana le hore na when other conscience ya hao hore okay fine, the first principle starts about Christ ge tsaka patsa bodumedi ge love o gila bona ho ba le lerato. And then this is where you will know okay fine, now I'm following the right the correct procedure lo reng morena modimo wa batla mo honna ne. Then if ever lo re you're not going to follow tsela ya lerato ne, then you're going to fall into the same trap lo reng Cain o lawela ho yona na kwena qeta aba brutal towards his brother again. So na sa na ula develop anger, u develop ho tenea, u develop selfish, e lo tlo developa go ba negative, o tlo criticize batho le the way ba itekang ka teng bophelong, ga o tlo ba patient, o tlo ba impatient o gila bona. So then dintho tsa go fela di tlo contributa go wena as a human being wa bona jalo o latlhile tsela e le, you have been derailed go tsela e le goreng ke a semoya ke e le goreng motho wa e batla. Ga o sana discernment in terms of dintho tse ntle tsene modimo wa di batla maphelong a rona wa bona. Then e re ke tsa motlhalo monyane ga ke kopanya le buka e le ya James Moalern, Listening and Doing, wa bona ona mo buang gore everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak and slow to become angry, because human anger doesn't produce the righteousness that God desires ne. And then therefore get rid of all immoral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word ne planted in you. O ya bona, so o utlwisisa gore discernment ne e na le ntho ele ya e tsamaisana le ntho ele ya conscience nyane o le gore motho ba le yona. O ke bona, you have to discern gore o tlo kgone go etsa eng, absorb the word of God wa bona. So di ngata dintho tse e le gore re ka bua ka tsona ntate re le godi le baiti bao ka moo ka studiong then mare manabese, e fefa e le gore motlhomong re ka dula lentsweng la Modimo ne, re tlo kgona go kgetha bobe ho botle o gila bona. Rona re tlo dula letselo re morena Modimo wa di batla maphelong a rona, and then radula re humble, radula re lena le re tlo bana le spiritual growth anka e be a jwalo bana beso ke le buile tsa tsinla ka jeno le be le tsa tsile monate. Ke Thokozane Alex.
Thokozane ko Alex, re a leboga hle morena wetse hantle ntate waka. Thank you very much, we really appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Okay, and let's hear Frank. Frank says, good evening, Pastor Ray and the other pastors in the studio. And says, there is this problem with us children of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Same applies to lies. We tend to believe them by hearing and hearing them. I'd advise believers to stop listening to lies, because that is what makes them end up believing them. I don't know if you understand, sir. I do, because you left a question mark there. I do. I really understand you, sir, very much.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Mr. Simwinji says, greeting, Calvary greetings, Pastor, and your guests as well as listeners. Spiritual discernment as a Christian is the ability to distinguish between God's will and human desires, truth and falsehood, good and evil, spiritual and fleshly influences. We need to recognize God's voice. John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Discernment is the ability to identify sinful patterns and strongholds. 1 John chapter 1 verses 5 to 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all sin. In conclusion, I leave you with 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live in truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Shalom, shalom, brethren, and keep the faith and stay blessed. I mean, you repeated the same paragraph twice. Did you see that, Mr. Simwinji? Twice. You did. But it's fine. I read it twice, man. I read it twice. It's a pleasure.
Kom vra jou vra. Kom deel jou kwellings. Kom ervaar die lewe op 657 AM. Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Mankosi.
Pastor Ray, ngicela ukwazi. Yazi mina ayangikhathaza indaba ye Thanksgiving every year. Singani lo nkulunkulu, Pastor Ray, simbonga every day. Masivuke ekuseni siyambonga, asilindi uDisemba ukuthi kwenziwe iThanksgiving. So ngicela mina, yazi Pastor Ray, ungichazele ngoba mina ngikhathele indaba yama-Thanksgiving. Iy'mali ey'khishwayo ngaleso sikhathi, Pastor Ray, hhayi uNkulunkulu akasisizi.
Eyi, ubheke-ke, ngicela mama uyobheka i-Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 and verse 2. The whole answer is there. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. The whole answer is there. Ngasathazeki. The whole answer is there.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Mfundisamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzabalo
etithokotisayo.
Manje ke pastor, la indaba lenzima kakhulu le yokuhlola umoya.
Oh.
Ukuhlola umoya. Uthi lo moya lo ukulomzalwana ngona nawo kaNkulunkulu na. Noma lo moya lo usebenzisa lo mzalwane. Ngona nawo kaNkulunkulu na.
Yeah.
Manje inkinga ifike ihluphele ukuthi labo nabo abangenawo lo moya kaNkuluNkulu lo bayibahlola abanye bayibahlole futhi nabo
yabona
inkinga leyo lehluphayo kodwa ke akekho umuntu umfundisi lo ongenawo umoya kaNkuluNkulu ekholiwe uJesu Kristu ngoba umuntu ekholiwe uJesu Kristu uba nalo umoya lo kaJesu Kristu noma enganasiphiwe uba nalo umoya lo kaJesu Kristu manje kukho bakhona ke ukuthi umuntu aziphe isiphiwo umfundisi noma sehambe awuba nesiphithunywa lesi esingaveli kuJesu Kristu isithunywa umfundisi siphiwo nazo lesi isithunywa lesi sithunywa uNkulunkulu kwakudala kwakusebenzisa sona sithunywa ukuthi sifike emuntwini sivela kuNkulunkulu manje kuba khona ke abefundisi bethu abebagcwale lamazwe wonke lamfundisi bayofuna ithunywa noma bayofuna iphiwe ngoba la kuJesu Kristu lebandleni abazitholi ithunywa abazitholi iphiwe abazitholi ikhundla manje lethunywa lezi babuya nazo zifike zibaphe ikhundla lezi yalapha enkonzweni manje kufuna sisibheke ngoba ibandla phela selingena emadakeni manje ngenxa labefundisi bethu laba abahamba bayele kude le benganazo ithunywa zengakho uNkulunkulu kodwa umuntu umfundisi uma kholwa uJesu Kristu ungwaka uNkulunkulu
kan mambo mfundisi wami na cancer mfundisi wami no. Alright, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Alright, here's another one, Jesso Untikan. I greet you, brother, and your guest in Jesus' name. Glory be to God for today's topic. I'm listening and learning. May God help Kaniti. A lot is happening in our churches. And it seems like we are not paying attention. Every day something new is introduced and it is welcomed. Things of the world, even the kingdom of darkness has found its place inside the church. It's blowing of whistles and the zangomas come out and dance and no one notices or see anything. I don't understand these whistles, Kaniti, Shalom. Hey, yeah, check. Itlhole midumo eo gore midumo e ke midumo ya eng. Ashana mapiempieti ndoda. Awu. Nenxa ukuthi lokhu kwenzeka uma kudlala iPirates idlala
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mangosi.
Pastor ngicela futhi nokubuza ukuthi ngabe kulungile na ukuthi abantu bathengelane ama present iphakathi endlini kaNkulunkulu ngama December. Ukwesithu uthokutho omunye aka afodi ukuthengela lona akudli ukuba buhlungu kulongena lutho na
kuba buhlungu kakhulu into embike le eyenzekayo ensukwini zanamhlanje esiyibonayo and we really need to be careful because you see go back mama ufunde iacts chapter 2 from verse 42 acts chapter 2 from verse 42 uyifunde ubone ukuthi kuthiwani ke laphayana ubone ukuthi ukunikela ngempela kunjani phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 am 657 am the sounds of your life
Asilaleleke umfowethu umpi yakhe Khumalo.
Eh, ukuthula pastor.
Thank you baba.
Ukuthula kubazalwana bonke abalale radio pulpit. Umpi yakhe Khumalo lo okhulumayo from Orlando East. What is it all about discernment spirit? Bese baba angeke ngiye kakhulu mhlambe kuma scriptures because maningi ama scriptures asiwa kulunyiwe echazeni ukuthi what is it all about the discernment spirit give me pastor Ray ukukhula ezwini likaNkuluNkulu ukuhlala ezwini likaNkuluNkulu iminyango engena ngalo elingena ngalo emuntwini izwi likaNkuluNkulu izinto esiyibukayo, izinto esizizwayo, izinto ezikhulunywa kuthini, izinto esiyilalelayo ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Kuyakhula lokho kuthina. Naloko esikufundayo encwadini engcwele iBhayibheli kuyangena ngapha ngaphakathi kuthina, kukhulise umoya, umuntu kamoya odalwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Ngakho ke uma sibasezweni sikhuluma sihlangana nabanye abantu, ithi ngithi nje noma ngabe umuntu usindisiwe okanye akasindiswanga, izwi ilona elokuqala esiyaye sifisa ukuzwa ukuthi ukhuluma into esemqondweni yini lo muntu lo okhuluma nami. Ngoba nami uma ngizokhuluma kuyena kuyofanele ngikhulume into engiyithola ezwini, engithi noma ngibuka ngamehlo wami ngiyikhethele ngesikhathi ngingedwa ukuthi yini le engiyigculisa ngayo engiyibukayo ephethelene nezwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngoba kuningi okunye Pastor, siyazibuka ezinye izinto kodwa uma zingeke zasicika kusho ukuthi asikabi namandla ekunamatheleni ezwini likaNkulunkulu. But zifanele kube izinto esaziyo ukuthi i-temporal ezinye zezinto, but into e-permanent yile nto le esifuna ukuyibona uma sesisuka kulo mhlaba esiphila kuwona, siyophilwa esikhathini esizayo. So i-discernment spirit, it's all about ilanga nelanga mangizwe, mangibe phakathi kwalabo bantu labo abakhuluma ukuphila empilweni yami, noma ngabe ngiyasolate kubona ngiba ngedwa, but mangibe umuntu ongengedwa njengoba njengamanje silalele i-radio pulpit. You are not alone uma uhleli uwedwa ungekho phakathi kwabantu abaseduze kwakho abenza ubumnandi ngendlela zabo ezihlukene ezibathokozisayo. So ngingasho nje kafushane Pastor Ray ukuthi discernment spirit it's all about izwi likaNkulunkulu elikhulayo emuntwini ekuhlukaniseni ubuzwe nobuNkulunkulu embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu engathi angasinceda, ngiyathemba iyazwakala inkulumo nencazelo engiyichazayo Pastor Ray. Engathi angasinceda ngempela uNkulunkulu. Siyayibonga iRadio Pulpit, siyakubonga nawe ngama-topics wakho, impela siyakhula. Unkulunkulu asenze kahle, unkulunkulu asilondoloze, sifinyelele kulazini iqiniso nezwi lakhe. Amen baba.
Thank you so much. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga lapho ke. And then just before we get again to our guests, let me play this for a while. Just this for a while. This is the version I love about this song. Okay, there's an older one, of course.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful rendition there by Koli. Yes, Koli ke lo.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Okay. Angazi ke siqeda nje ukuthi sithi uJabu unyamalele, ngiyabona uJabulani unyamalele. Please excuse my voice. Ngiyezwa ukuthi voice iyabaleka ke manje. Iyabaleka. Kuyabanda futhi la. I am so feverish. Now, check it out. When we talk about spiritual discernment. There are things that we need to be careful about. And one of those things is to be able to differentiate between good and bad. And much of the times, I think we fail in the regard of dividing between good and bad. And that is the thing with discernment. Jabu, thank you for coming back. Let me start with you again. Vele injele esiluk samba ngayo. And then we'll only got 2 minutes each so that you can be able to do another round. But angazi ke ukuthi manje sesiluze bani. Okay, sesiluze uSipho Polos, sesimluzile, but it is okay, ngiza connect naye. Now Jabu, when we talk discernment, look also in the word. And Ezekiel 40 verses 4, and the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and fix your mind on everything I show you. And I want to underline that. I know I've used this verse before, but look into what I show you. Discernment is about what the Father shows, not what we search, Tina. No. It is about what the Father shows to us, so that we may not glory in our own and say, mina nge discernment yam nge ngakwazi ukuhlola. Angithasiza ngoma. So discernment, it is about what the Father shows. Hayi lokhu thina esifuna ukuzibonela kona. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. And you touching an important aspect also of discernment, that it's not according to us or the flesh, because especially these days, there are many words speaking and voices that are speaking as if are of the Father. So now, if you really do not have the spirit of discernment, you end up being confused to really understand which is of the voice of the Father. Remember the scripture where the Yahushua HaMashiach says, my sheep knows my voice,
yes,
or they hear my voice.
Yes.
You know, so it means we are at the times where we really need to understand that we are the sheep of the Father that hears his voice because we know his voice. You are very much in danger if at this time you do not know the voice of the Father. But not to worry, because of you can start hearing the voice of the Father. You can start discerning the voice of the Father, because there are many voices out there. So it says there in Ezekiel 44, the man said to me, Son of man, look carefully and listen closely and pay attention to everything I'm going to show you, for that is why you've been brought here. Tell the people of Israel everything you see. So it means this person is not speaking out of what he has researched, what he has studied, or what he has heard, but you know, it's the Father that is revealing and showing him and opening his eyes and giving him the knowledge, the revelation, the understanding to speak. And even when he speaks, because it's the voice of the Father, those that are of the, like the flock, the flock of the Father, or the sheep fold of the Father, they can discern the voice of the Father because they know the voice of the Father. In other words, they can hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So even in these times, we are at the times where we need to really exercise so much discernment. Let us not believe all the spirits as if they are from the Father, and all the voices as if they are of the Father, because indeed, there are voices also of the false prophets. You know, if you read, just to close my comment, my friend, in the book of Matthew 10:16, the Word of God says, behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents, you know. And also, let me just see there. Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. But what's important is that we are amongst we are in the midst of the wolves. So that's why we need to be careful. The spirit of discernment is going to really help us to find ourselves in the right setup of companies, and also in the right setup of fellowship, in the right setup of leadership, in the right setup of even, you know, like authorities, at the expense of those that have been sent out there to really deceive and to manipulate for the kingdom of darkness. So discernment comes to play for us to really be able to identify the voice of the Father and hear and do as he says.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfowethu. And let me come to you, Sipho. When we talk transformation, and I'm looking at Daniel chapter 5, verses 12. Daniel chapter 5, verses 12. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. I like this. When the Father makes his mysteries known, when the Father makes his mysteries known, imfihlakalo zakhe, uNkulunkulu ma ezambula, that in itself comes through him making us discern this in a variety of ways. Sipho. How?
Hello?
Yebo, Baba. Yebo. Yebo.
It is Mfundisi, and it is amazing, Kuti, when you have the spirit of discernment, even if God wants to solve other people's problem, like Jango Daniel, he was able to make sure, Kuti, we download that information. In other words, we decode it from the Father. Because ngiyakubona nje nakuyi case ka Genesis whereby kufunakala umuntu kuthiwa no umuntu onokuhlakanipha bese kuthiwa nguwe leyo ndoda yayikhethiwe lapha uJosepha, because umuntu owayenomoya kaNkulunkulu is able to discern ukuthi this is what God says in this particular time. In our days, mfundisi, siyabadinga abantu abanomoya kaNkulunkulu abazothi noma phakathi kwesimo sinjani, they are able to say, that says the Lord. Asidinga abantu abazositshela ukuthi babuze ngobani basekuthiwa. Yingakho uma ufunda kuLeviticus chapter 10, verse 10, lithi spiritual discernment, lithi is to distinguish between what is holy and profound, and what is clean and what is not clean. So uma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sinemoya, spiritual discernment, we are able to discern between the two, know exactly what God is expected of us, and we become doers of what is needed and expected of us, rather than ukuthi we hide sometimes on the bush kuba ngathi asazi kwenza. I know we know exactly what is God is looking from what is looking at from us. Yingakho futhi okunye ngifundile mfundisi ngayo spiritual discernment, ukuthi it's a sign also of immaturity, according to my Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14, ukuthi uma sesifinyele ebudodeni obupheleleyo siyakwazi mfundisi ukuyibona intando kaNkulunkulu ephelele nemnandi, according to Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Ngokuzwa kahleke masilethe umfundisi uMotha, mfundisi wami. Now when we look into spiritual discernment, and this is also your last contribution on this line of questions. Now, 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the spirit of the Elohim, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. A discernment, it means, therefore, it is the Father who brings the knowledge of the Spirit and attaches this to our knowledge. And in most cases, we need to be very careful, you know, because discernment cannot be orchestrated through the natural man. Mfundisi Motha, finally.
Absolutely, Mfundisi. That is very much true. Our reasoning and our level of understanding can never be able to make us to be discernment or to understand the things of the Spirit. So therefore, we need the Spirit of God who dwells in us. Once we are born again, you know, Christ lives in us and the Spirit of God lives in us. He is the one that enables us and gives us the capability and the power to be able to discern and to understand the things of the Spirit. That is why when David prays in Psalms 119, he asks from the Lord, he says,
I am your servant. Give me the understanding that I may know your testimony. In other words, spiritual discernment, it is not through our own capability or comprehension, but it is given by the Father himself. So therefore, our natural man should die. As Apostle Paul ati akuseme no pila kodwa uChrist ophila kimi kusho ukuthi ngibhabhatiswe nginoChrist ngafa noChrist. So when the natural man dies, then the spiritual man is able to live, and the spiritual man is the one that is able to understand the wisdom that comes from the Father, to understand what the Father says, to be able to take the guidance, to be able to take the commandment. And the Word of God says, "Serve the Lord with fear and trembling." In other words, when the spiritual man is the one that lives, you are able to enjoy in reverence of the Father, in loving the Father, and because you are so lean unto him. At King Solomon, do not lean in your own understanding, but in everything that you do, acknowledge the Lord. In other words, you're no longer walking by the sight now, you're walking by faith, and that faith comes from this relationship that you have with the Father. And without that, you cannot be able to understand the things or the heavenly things, because we need to be in the Spirit to be able to understand the things of the Spirit.
Absolutely, absolutely there. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There is no one like him in our lives.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi mina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba leti thokotisayo. Pastor, ayihluphi umuntu umemukela uJesu Kristu.
Yeah.
Unomoya kaNkuluNkulu.
Yes.
Umoya kaNkuluNkulu uma umuntu omukela uJesu Kristu. Kepha ke kuba khona isithunywa noma sona isiphiwo lesi sibe muntwini.
Kanimambo mfundisi sami na cancer mfundisi sami no.
Kusho ukomatale ko la sante por usawa. Sase moko le kila. Nimoro la se nimoro de kelipi. Kwa cho.
All right, I just didn't hear what you said there. I think you're speaking in French. Anyway, Godfrey, what say you, my friend, and what comes to mind? Let me play it quickly because humble is cut.
Okay. Mabure, nama guest lab. In this Sempumala, the spiritual discernment itself, the word, it is hearing and listening and doing the word of the Most High. As is, nothing added, nothing subtracted, not your own spin, not your own our own wisdom. The only way to be to understand and to be to discern the things of the Spirit is to be in the Spirit. How do you become the Spirit? You get you repent, you get baptized, you get born again. You're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are promised, like John the Baptist, he said, Yeshua is coming, the one who's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then when, after baptizing, the Holy Spirit then descends on you to decode now and interpret whatever is written in the Scripture. Because this book is not for every dictum and here. It's not for everyone. It's for the chosen one. It's for those who are prepared to be the sons, to honor and believe and behave and do according to the Scripture. So now, today we take shortcut. We go to Bible schools, colleges and whatnot. Make no mistake, you can go there if you want to expand the knowledge, because that also helps. But that shouldn't be a determining factor. The determining factor is that Yeshua himself said he's not going to leave us alone. He's going to leave us with a comforter, somebody who's going to give us, who's going to remind us of things that he taught us, and he's going to show us the future. So the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us. It's not us our wisdom or intellect, or because I've read so many books or so many things. When you go to preach to the people in the morning when you wake up, if you are a pastor, a preacher, you don't wake up and think your own thing. Today you're bangenangale verse, today you're bashangale. No.
Absolutely. Sorry about that, man. I had to cut because our time is gone. Fundisi Mota, thank you so much.
My brother, thank you so much. I love you so much and be blessed. And the family at home, Fundisi Sipho and Fundisi Jabulani, siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu.
Thank you so much. Love you too, man. We really appreciate. Jabu, thank you so much. Bless you.
Thank you very much, my friend. Thanks very much. May God bless you. And I love you also. Mfundisi Mota, Fundisi Sipho, abalele bonke.
Hallelujah, Sakthanda Nati. Sipho Polos, thank you very much, sir. We love you.
Kim Sam. Kim Sam, thank you. Chaplain Dominic, on this motor.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. May the Father bless you abundantly. Nibakonze makhaya, siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi nibusise.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Next week. Next week we are talking about evil speech. Evil speech. That's what we're talking about next week. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. We thank him for the salvation that we see through his sons, the Christ himself. Through the Christ himself, Yahusha HaMashiach. As for me, Rele Hodi, it's been an honor. Tuda! Rabba!
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.